Chapter 1. Reality Check. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. The Message. Hi. My name is Dawn Owens, and I am an approval addict. To make it even worse, I have a severe attachment to finding my approval through social media. Just last week, I found myself comparing a recent post with past posts to see if the number of likes I'd received had increased. It's true. Writing a book on how to overcome the addiction to approval might be the most difficult way to break that addiction. Seriously, do you know how many people must approve of your idea before your book is published? The reality is, popularity sells, so why in the world would a recovering approval addict choose to go through a deliberate process of seeking people's approval when there may be only a minuscule chance of success in it? This seems a lot like an alcoholic hanging out at her favorite bar. The answer is simple. You. You are the reason why I, a recovering approval addict, would write a book about how to overcome the addiction to approval. But we don't even know each other, you say? That may be true. However, I'll bet I know some things about you. First, you picked up this book because you or someone you know, wink wink, is addicted to approval. Let's be real. You have an addiction to approval. You know it, I know it, and now the person who checked you out at the bookstore or fulfilled your Amazon order probably knows it too. In fact, you might even have thought about not purchasing this book for fear of what the cashier would think about you. Maybe you've even strategized placing this book somewhere inconspicuous, so your friends don't see you listening to a book about overcoming an addiction to approval. Or maybe you are even sneakier than I imagine, and you saw the book at the bookstore, but decided this one was a good e-read. No one will ever know what you struggle with, since it's only on your ebook device. Smooth. Next, you're wondering if it's possible to overcome an addiction to craving people's approval. Well, I can tell you, you can overcome it. But don't misunderstand the word overcome, which means to get the better of in a struggle or conflict, conquer, defeat. You will not overcome this addiction without a struggle. But the definition also indicates it's a successful struggle. We can say amen to that. If I'm going to struggle with something, of course I want it to end successfully. You're probably also wondering whether you're the only one you know who struggles with an approval addiction. I know I did, until I started telling people I was writing a book on the topic. Then a floodgate opened. It became a normal conversation for me. I hear you're writing a book. What's it called? Well, the working title is Like Me or Not, Overcoming the Addiction to Approval. Oh, I need to read that book. Is it based on liking people's statuses online? Because, yeah, that is totally an issue. And it's amazing how addicted you can become to wanting people's approval, and not just online. And if I happened to be in a group when the question was asked, suddenly everyone would sound off, sharing stories about themselves or people they knew who ached for approval, and how social media feeds into the addiction. So be assured, you are not alone. There is hardly a human being, male or female, on planet Earth who does not struggle with the need for approval to some degree. Well, let me clarify. Most of us are addicted to approval, but not everyone knows it. Most are addicted, but not everyone struggles to overcome. To some, it is bothersome, like a cowlick that refuses to be combed flat. But to others, it is a full-blown addiction, and they are desperately in need of help. Regardless of which camp you land in, this book can bring a measure of hope. The last thing I think I know about you is that you are ready to get some help. How do I know this? Well, you picked up the book, right? And you've listened this far and have yet to put it down. This is a good place to be. Here you can find redemption, grace, freedom, and healing. After all, you can't break free of something